When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
The man who never fell has no glory. The man who fell and got back up, that's where his glory is. The man who fell 20 times and got up 21 times, that man has even greater glory.
Wow.
That man has more courage, way more courage than the guy who was so strong from birth that he never fell. There's no glory in that.
Every day when you get out of bed, life's standing right there to kick you in the fucking face, man. Life is going to throw all kinds of crazy shit at you, right? And you have to be ready for it, and you got to fucking deal with it. You can't curl up into a ball. You can't run away from it. You can't hide. You have to take all this shit head on.
You better go out there and do it yourself. You know, don't fucking wait around and wait for someone to hand deliver something. Go make it happen. You know, the fish don't just jump in the boat. If you want to go catch them, go catch them. You know, throw that line in the water and go do some work. And if it doesn't work that day, do it again the next day.
When you're in the fucking game, great things happen and really bad things happen. And you got to take it all in stride. And you got to pick yourself up the next day, strap your fucking shoes back on and get out there and go to fucking war again. Every day when you get out of bed, life's standing right there to kick you in the fucking face, man. Life is going to throw all kinds of crazy shit at you, right? And you have to be ready for it, and you got to fucking deal with it. You can't curl up into a ball. You can't run away from it. You can't hide. You have to take all this shit head on.
Life is tough sometimes, and it's not fair, and it doesn't care sometimes. But you're going to hold true to what you believe, and you're going to hold true to who you are, and you're going to be that person whether it's easy or it's not.
And so nothing is easy. Like, running is running. It sucks. But you have a choice to make. Do you want to sit down and go back to that guy you once were? No. So this is what it takes. But when you put that practice in every day, you lace them up. When you lace them motherfuckers up every day, pretty soon you win. Pretty soon you'll fucking win.
To do anything successfully in life, you've got to want it as bad as you want to breathe. And if you want it that bad, if you're willing to give it that much, you get a big piece of what you want.
I'm out working the crowd. I'm out working everybody. I'm doing more. It's not until then, once you get there, that's when you f***ing know you've done enough.
I am the only one paying the price. I am the only one doing what's required. Everybody else is sitting at home eating f***ing Doritos, and I am out here in the f***ing snow getting better. How can you not be excited about that?
Just keep stacking days. Just keep stacking days. As long as you keep stacking days, I promise you, you will see the change. But my coach used to always say, everything that you want is on the other side of hard.
The hardest thing in life is figuring out who you are and what you want to do for the rest of your life. It's a big decision. I'm very blessed and lucky. I always knew who I was and exactly what I wanted to do. And once you figure that out, you wake up every day and you work toward it. That's what you do. It's impossible for you to fail if you know who you are, what you want to do, and you wake up every day and work toward it.
You know, the thing about transformation is you have to do it. You've got to put in the work when nobody cares. You know, nobody cared if I practiced. Nobody cared if I worked out. I didn't have parents who were like, hey, you know, Dan, you got to go to the gym. Oh, hey, Dan, you know, go out and run some sprints. Nobody cared. If you want to transform, you have to do the work if nobody cares. There's only one person who has to care, and that's you. Next. You've got to care. You've got to want it. And the reason, I think, is different for everybody to want it. Some comes out of pain. Some comes out of, you know, I want to prove somebody wrong. And then I think some people just have that switch inside.
All week you was work hard. End of the week, if you don't tide it, this is good question. You have to worry about yourself. But this is Saturday. Your 6 day you work so hard, of course you're gonna tire it. Tomorrow rest, and Monday we're gonna begin one more training. If you don't want, go back to Dagestan and stay with your mom. She's gonna give you every day good breakfast. You don't do nothing. Stay there. But if you come here, don't complain. You want to become best. You want to become champion. And now you want to say like you're tired. Who cares? You're tired or not? Nobody cares about you. He was tired. He have personal problem, family. Nobody cares.
Right now, we have the most valuable asset on earth on our side, time. But it's running out. And right now, you guys are sitting there. And to make that first step towards greatness is the hardest step. But there is one thing harder than that, my friends. It's later in life. As you look back on your life, the windows of opportunity has closed, and you think back that you could have been great. Right now, you had the ability to never have that debate inside your head. We all had the ability to do anything. There is so much power in failure because you learn so much from it. And the difference between a champion and someone who's forgotten is that a champion shows up. Every day shows up. Gives himself a chance to make a difference. Not sitting back, not making that step, going for it.
Do you know that the harder thing to do and the right thing to do are usually the same thing? Nothing that has meaning is easy.
Nothing is easy, but you have a choice to make. Do you want to sit down and go back to that guy you once were? No. So this is what it takes.
If you want some kind of a good outcome, you're going to have to work hard for it. And if you don't work hard for something, you're not going to get an outcome that's really worth much.
To get anything of value, you have to sacrifice.
Be selfish for the next 3 years. Go get yourself strong. Go put your own oxygen mask on. Put some money in the bank. Crush your company. Be selfish with your time. Be selfish with your income. Be greedy on the amount of money you want to make. I'm telling you, be greedy, be selfish. You know why? Because if you go all in, if you stop thinking, I wish I could do more, be more, go all in and make the money. Get secure and put your oxygen mask on. And what you can do in 5 years from now, what you can do in 7 years from now, what you could do in 12 years from now is unbelievable.
I failed.
Why do we fall, sir? So that we can learn to pick ourselves up.
You didn't get it. But listen. Listen. It doesn't matter. It doesn't, because you don't need them. They're not going to give it to you? So what? You're going to take it. You're going to do whatever it takes. Do you hear me? You are not going to play by the rules. You're going to go your own way. You're going to do what they won't do. You're going to be smart. You are going to cut corners. And you are going to win.
Challenge me. Doubt me. Disrespect me. Tell me I'm older. Tell me I'm slower. Tell me I can no longer fly. I want you to.
The higher you rise, the more they're going to hate you. Good. Good. You rub their noses in it. You make them suffer.
Price of regret is much heavier than the price of discipline. And the whole philosophy is you never want to wake up one day, one week, one month, one year down the road and go, shit, man, I wish I would have listened to my gut. I wish I would have done this thing. You don't want to live in regret. If there's something you want to get done in work, your relationships, school, whatever it is, do it. Jump off that cliff. Land the plane, as I like to tell my wife. Land that plane. Have a great week. Be disciplined. Let's go.
I'd rather be a man who crashes and burns on his way to large problems than be a normal man who dies in the thoughts of all the things that he wished he could have achieved. That's not the man you want to be.
Fuck your tired body. Fuck that unmotivated mind and get out there and do it anyway. You better fight yourself, because you're not only winning when things are going your way. you got to figure out how to win when things aren't going your way.
I want you to fail, and I want you to get up and do it again. The same thing in life is the same thing here. If you can do this, you can do anything, anything. Right now, you're 5% away. 5% away from being a champion.
Felt like a lot was getting to me. It was a lot of pressure. Felt like things were just kind of hard and tough, and I wanted to just quit, to be honest. I felt like I lost a lot of faith in myself, and it was getting really hard to just push through. And I didn't quit. Obviously, we're here today, but this morning before, well, after prejudging, I had that same cry in the bathroom, but this one was a cry of gratitude and pride that I had pushed through and gotten through that. And it's these moments, it's this journey, and like I felt this before having the trophy around my neck. It's the journey, it's the experience, it's knowing that you pushed past times where you wanted to quit. So to everyone out there whose dreams are scaring you, whose dreams make you want to quit, just don't quit. It's good. Your dreams should be big. They should be scary. Just keep pushing through. I have this thing I say, champion mentality. It's not about winning. It's not about a trophy. It's about having no quit. It's about giving everything you have so that when you show up on game day, before the results are over, you're proud of yourself and you know the work you put in. And that's all I can feel right now.
Just believe in yourself. Believe that you're better than everyone else. You know what I mean? When I was always looking at fights or looking at anything, obviously I can do this. I'm as good as that. And just believe in yourself and be cocky and be confident and be humble, train hard. That's it. Just believe in yourself and keep training. Keep trying to learn every day. Trying to learn new every day.
Close your eyes. Go back to when you were a kid. Well, close your eyes right now. Are you the kid hero right now? The kid inside of you 20 years ago, 30 years ago, whatever age you are, when you were a kid. Big dreams, big aspirations. Anything's possible. Every window is wide open to you. Have you let that shut? Would you still believe it? If you now as an adult turn back to the kid at 8 years old, the same person, is that kid proud of you? Is that kid saying, that's who I want to be? If not, open your eyes and fix them up.
When you're out there and you're running, there's a little person that talks to you in the back of your mind. And that little person says, oh, I'm tired. My lungs hurt. My legs are aching. I'm so exhausted. You have to shut that voice down. Tell that voice to shut up. If you learn how to defeat that person in your head in the middle of that run, you will learn how to not quit when things get hard in your life.
You don't become confident by shouting affirmations in the mirror, but by having a stack of undeniable proof that you are who you say you are. Outwork your self-doubt.
Yes. Question is, how bad do you want this?
You know what's crazy? You know you could be the one if you really wanted to, right? You know that, right? But see, you keep playing the what-if game. What if it don't work out this? What if it don't work out that?
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Nigga, what if it do? What if it do work out? Then what? You gonna be happy, right? You can't say you wanna win, but then you scared to lose. What kind of sense does that make? If you put your head down and lock in on the vision, how could you not win? Only thing that's gonna cause you to lose is your mentality. But that's between you and you, though.
You go after and you give it all you have. If you lose, at least you try, man. I failed. It's 10 times more of a man than someone said, what if? Because what if never went to the arena?
Life has to be hard. It has to be difficult in some ways. Things have to be hard for you to learn to do hard things. If you want to have anything, do hard.
Whoa. Back up a minute. You know what a loser is? A real loser is somebody that's so afraid of not winning, they don't even try. Now you're trying, right? Well, then you're not a loser.
Don't be afraid to take a shot. Whatever you do right now for a living, you can go back and do it. Here's what you can't do. You can't miss that opportunity. Nobody in this room wants to be in their deathbed going, I should've. The worst thing that can happen is it doesn't work and you go back to what you're doing now.
There's two pains in life, the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. You know, discipline weighs ounces, regret weighs tons. Most things that are going to give you the greatest reward require discomfort initially.
If you think that the price of success is too high for you, wait till you get the bill for regret. Because the only thing in this world that's harder than the pain of hard work is the pain of regret later on. You're going to die one day. And when you look back on your life, what are you going to think about yourself? Are you going to be proud of what you did here? Or are you going to regret and wish that you would have done more or done something different?
You got to go for it, guys. You got to say, you know what? This comfort zone I'm in is a danger zone. It's a danger zone because what is it doing? It's stopping you from your true potential. It's comfortable. I don't want to step out here because I don't know that area. Well, that area is going to give you... You gotta risk it, right? And the reward is huge. You guys gotta risk it, man. Don't let anyone say you can't do something. Don't let your mind say, oh, I can't do it anymore, to your body. You can, you just gotta push past it. We listen to society and what the normality, the average people are saying, oh, that's too much, it's too much. Too much for them, man, not too much for you. So go for it, man. At the end of my life, my tombstone, one thing it'll have on it, no f-ing regrets. And that's a good life, man. You ain't got one life. Why not go for it, right?
I used to say, what if this happens? It's called the language of the poor. What if this happens? And on top of that, if this was to happen, look at the fix I'd be in. I better not try. Then I'll tell you what changed my whole life when I finally discovered it's all risky. The minute you were born, it got risky. If you think trying is risky, wait till they hand you the bill for not trying. If you think investing is risky, wait till you get the tab for not investing. See, it's all risky. Getting married is risky. Having children is risky. Going into business is risky. Investing your money is risky. It's all risky. I'll tell you how risky life is. You're not going to get out alive.
You want to begin to take some chances. You want to begin to challenge yourself and make it okay to fail and learn from your failures. Don't allow fear of failure and the allure, the attractiveness of playing it safe in life to draw you in. You can't get out of life alive. You got to die to leave here.
You got to become a risk taker. Write that down.
Most people won't do that. See, most people engage in low life living, low risk living. This God said, if you're not willing to risk, you cannot grow. And if you cannot grow, you cannot become your best.
It was good. I just had to get a picture of one of the next greats. I'm proud of you, my boy.
It's easy to fight when everything's right, when you're mad with the thrill and the glory. It's easy to cheer when victory is near and wallow in fields that are gory. It's a different song when everything's wrong.
And I will not be the person who quit before I got what I wanted or what I needed or what I felt I was supposed to have.
Remember one thing. Through every dark night, there's a bright day after that. So no matter how hard it gets, stick your chest out. Your head up and hands up.
If you're going to try, go all the way. Not until it hurts, but until it changes you. You'll lose sleep. You'll doubt yourself. You'll be lonely for most of it. Go all the way, because anything less than everything is nothing. The only way through is all the way.
It's pushing the water, and there's a jogger, actually. Look at this. Wow. It's a Florida man right there for you, Blake, jogging in the hurricane.
When you're built different than everybody else, and you have this desire for more, and this desire for achievement, and this desire to win, everybody else looks at you like, oh.
In the end, I don't care whether you love me or you hate me, just as long as I win.
This is my life, man. Do you know how hard I worked to get here? I built this shit. Me! Brick by brick.
I fought for it because no one gave it to me, because it was just me alone in the gym, me alone in the mirror, me alone in my head. No one did it for me. I worked for it, and I'm never going to let someone else take that from me.
It is hard. It's hard when you're young to wake up in the off season at 6 a.m. to go train and work out, knowing that all your friends are sleeping in and eating pancakes. But understand this. Life is hard.
The only thing that you can do is win so big
that all of them constantly compare themselves to you, and then you'll forget they exist. Success is the only revenge. It's not the best revenge. It's the only one. There's no other revenge.
Like, it feels so painful because you're like, you look around to see who can help you, and then you're like, it's me again.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard, and the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it. More for you.
We're up here because of 4 a.m. We're up here because of 2-a-days or 5-a-days. We're up here because we had a dream and let nothing stand in our way.
People see the trophies, but not the training ground.
Champions aren't found on the podium with their hand up. No, champions are found in lab studies, the thousands of hours of hard work when no one's watching. That's what makes the will unstoppable. When you're in here and no one else is, and you're pushing yourself harder than anybody with no one around.
You love me because I'm Kobe, because I'm a 5-time champion, because I'm one of the greatest to step on the court. But you shouldn't. You should hate me. Hate me because I gave you 4 a.m. because I pushed you when no one else would. Hate me because I demanded greatness, and greatness demands everything. Love me when you become greater.
You have to be crazy enough to think that it's possible. That's how you do something worthwhile. That's how you beat the odds. You have to believe it's possible. Okay? And when you believe something is possible, everything else will figure itself out.
So many people doubted me and motivated me every single day to be who I am. I failed so many times and got back up, but I'm still standing.
I'm just confident in my ability and in my mind frame. I know, nobody can tell me that I move the same as any of these guys, because I don't move the same. I move differently, I move unique, and I know I move unique. Not only that, I speak unique, I act unique. I'm just different than these people. I just feel different to these on another level, on another playing field than any of them before me. That's why I know, I have no doubt in my mind that I'm the greatest, that I will be the greatest of all time. But in my head already, I am better than everybody. There's a lot of hate come from people, you know, but I know, and I will prove. You give me time and I will prove it to everybody. Nobody has my mindset.
And I get up there and had a cameraman up there. I asked a cameraman up there, I'm like, hey, I said, how did Goggins look? And he's like, well, he had his shirt off. And he was saying, they don't know me. He's like, they don't know me, son.
They don't know me, son.
Doing, saying all this stuff. I said, who is he saying that to? And he's like, there's nobody up here.
Those times when you get up early and you work hard, those times when you stay up late and you work hard, those times when you don't feel like working, you're too tired, you don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway. That is actually the dream. That's the dream. It's not the destination, it's the journey.
Kobe was something else. He was the guy, like I said, when we're in the club, that motherfucker's in the gym.
I'd rather go too far than not far enough. The only reward that you get from taking it easy is the fact that in the moment, it's easier. But if you want results, and then you basically just catch yourself slacking off and don't do anything about it, then it kind of sounds like you don't really want those results, you know?
I looked in this one guy's eyes who was ringing the bell to quit, to put his helmet down out of Navy SEAL training, and I saw myself. And I saw what everybody said I was gonna be, which was nothing. This is when I realized I was alone on this earth. I have God alone on this earth, and I have to fix everything. I was sick and tired of not facing the fact that I've allowed life to make me feel like a loser. That voice became haunting.
Stay in bed. If you stay on the couch, if you stay in your comfort zone, if you only do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, if you get up, if you grind, if you are relentless, if you work as hard as possible, when other people are slacking off, your life will be easy.
There's only one motherfucking option. Stay hard.
It's 2 a.m. right now. No one here. Mile to mile, me and you, and where we want to go tomorrow. 2 a.m., not a
curses here. I can scream my fucking off. No one hears me. I can cry. I can myself. I can put an honest day's work in here that more than anyone does in a week. And no one sees it. Our competition's asleep right now. We're getting ahead of that competition.
The one thing that made me who I am today is being vulnerable. It's breaking myself down to the absolute rock bottom and being able to tell people who I am. And that's how I fixed it. Literally, you know, life created this person, me. Life created me to be this a person that I was back in the day. And I had to realize, man, that's okay, man. It's not my fault. Now I gotta go back and fix this though.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of this isn't your fault, why you do some things you do, why you feel the way you feel. But no one's coming back to save your ass.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.